Hey, you're listening to The Weekly Bakey, hosted by Toby, Jasmine, and Sophie.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Weekly Bakey. This is Toby.
This is Jasmine.
And this is Sophie.
And after a month of three are back in the studio. Jasmine, how has your month been?
Yes. Oh, so happy to have us back. Welcome back, Toby. We missed you last month. The month of March has been fun for me. Honestly, the weather in LA is starting to get a little more consistent with sunshine and heat. The rain is just doing whatever she needs to do every now and then. It's currently raining right now. But yeah, just some really fun outdoor activities happened this last month. I'm trying to get out there, get out of the apartment and enjoy the sunshine. Finally, we went on a boat at Marina Del Rey to celebrate my friend Asha's birthday a couple weeks ago, which was a lot of fun. It was like my first time on a boat in LA. And did you know that there's rentals where you can have one of the friends drive and they don't even need a boating license?
Oh, what?
I'm being so for real. So
I don't know if we should advertise that.
I know. I'm not trying to, well, we had a great time. I'm not trying to advertise it, it wasn't a paddle sailboat, but it was a boat that she was able to like steer and it like moved on its own type thing. I don't think she was actually like cycling anything or like making anything move. There wasn't like an engine. It was like a sail situation, but it was fun. So if you ever come to Marina Del Rey, anyone, that's a fun thing to do with friends is be on a boat outside. I definitely want more of that in my future. Work has been work. And yeah, that is all that I can really think of. Fun, chill month, no news, which we love. Sophie, how was the month of March for you?
It was cute. It's always the same. So I'm like I'm 9 weeks away from graduation, which is super crazy.
Oh my God.
Next month is like my last month of school, which is also really crazy.
Whoa.
But March so far has been fine. Last time that we talked, I was like getting ready to go out of town for spring break, which I went to South America. I was in Colombia. I went to two cities in Colombia, Cartagena, which I've been before, and Medellin, which is a new city for me, which was super great. More city. Learned a lot about Pablo Escobar, the man of the year. I don't know. I became a Pablo Escobar fan, to be honest. I hate to be that person. Like, let me play devil's advocate. The man was for the people. And so after a crazy, basically 10-day vacation, I had to come back to school. So I've just been grinding it out and trying to figure out what's going to happen to me physically in the next couple of months.
Crazy.
With graduation and setting for the bar and then sitting for the bar. So also March Madness is going on right now. We have Vanessa's alum playing, or GCU is playing Alabama,
yes.
Which my
go
partner Lopes. Went to Alabama, and then our really good friend went to Grand Canyon. So either one, I'll be happy with the thing, but March Madness always gets people excited. Like, KU already lost, so they're out. Losers. But we'll see. I mean, Duke played earlier. I think they played well, which we
I'm going to ask about Duke. We have one player left in the game.
Yes. So yeah, we'll see. Maybe by the time that we talk next month, we'll have a winner. March Madness is like the most exciting part of like this spring, outside of like what, Easter and Jesus rising or something.
Sure.
A few fashion weeks, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. True. So that's all that's happening with me. Very
For me, I'm gonna keep it short and cute. Good month. Busy month. The next month we'll have some updates for you on my life, but yeah, all exciting things. Really happy with how the year's starting and all the changes ahead. So yeah, no complaints for me, just cruising on by.
Hey, God is good.
Yep.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And so now moving on to what's been popping in pop culture this last month while we've been out. We started with the Oscars a couple weeks into the month. Jasmine, you said you wanted to talk about our guests' surprises and any thoughts. Do you want to start?
Yes. So as predicted when we were speaking about the Oscars in January, Oppenheimer did absolutely sweep the entire award show. There was no questioning that. So we were correct in that aspect. I'm trying to think of, because I did one of those like ballots with like my friends when we were watching it. And like we all like did our guesses beforehand. I'm trying to think of anyone that I guessed correctly. I mean, I think the very obvious one was Billie Eilish's song winning best song, motion, you know, picture, like music. I should know what the official title of the nomination is. This is a pop culture podcast, but you guys know what I'm referring to.
So that was song from best original song from a film, I think.
Yes. Yes. Like thank you, Toby. Yeah. So that was something that we predicted that we did guess correctly. Some surprises that I had was definitely, I thought Barbie would at least win costume or set design. They did not win either. Poor Things did. However, Poor Things, I still have yet to see it, but seeing like the visuals and stuff that they showcased of like why the nominations happened for them made sense to me. A big surprise that I had was that I felt like I was just as surprised as Emma Stone that she won Best Actress. Not that she's not a talented, amazing actress, but I thought Lily Gladstone, I had heard a lot of frenzy and a lot of buzz that Lily Gladstone was aimed to win. And of course it ended up going to Emma Stone, who was just as surprised as we all were. Any additional thoughts that I had? Gosh, I mean, that was like 2 weeks ago, so I should have written down those thoughts. But I will say my favorite moment was Ryan Gosling performing I'm Just Ken. It was everything that I wanted to be. He brought all the Kens on stage. I mean, we forget he's a Disney kid, so he has the stage presence. He can perform. I loved like the comedic relief that came throughout all of it. And yeah, that was a fun time. I felt like this was like a really fun Oscars to watch in a long time. So I was very, I normally can't sit through all of it, but this year I was able to. What did you guys think? Any guesses or surprises from you?
So I love the award shows. So I made sure to watch all of them this year. I personally wasn't surprised about Emma Stone winning just because I thought Poor Things was going to win a lot, and she has won a lot in the other award shows this season. So I wasn't surprised about that one. Also guessed the Billie Eilish one correct. I agree that I thought Barbie would win one. I think we were all under the same notion that Oppenheimer was going to win everything. So it wasn't exciting there, but I will say I was surprised by how funny Jimmy Kimmel was. I think he was probably the best host of all award show season. Like, he did really, really well. I was like, I remember texting people in the middle of the show being like, holy shit, this is actually like funny. Like, I think he did great. And of course, echoing everything that Jasmine said about Ryan's performance, for me, I was just more so like, I was just thinking, I'm like, things would have been so different had he gone like the Justin Timberlake route of just like acting on the side and like wanting to sing. I was like, the whole trajectory of everything would have been so different. Cause that man, Ryan Gosling, has like a very effortless presence when singing. I was too stunned to speak. I was like, wait, this could have changed everything.
Agreed. I mean, because again, he sang and danced first, and
I was trying to think. I was like, what were they all in? All of them, yes. Brittany, yep. Christina, Justin, Brian.
Yep. All the same class in the Mickey Mouse Club. Can you imagine?
They basically formed our childhood in our adulthood.
Yeah.
There's been nothing like that since. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that was the Oscar season this year. Yeah.
I didn't watch the Oscars, but I've seen all the movies, and I'm like, we talked about this a little bit, but I think we cut most of my rant out, probably for good reason, but I just think it's all puffery and bullshit. So that's all I'm going to say. Like, these movies, Oppenheimer, like, the only thing that I can think about when I think of Oppenheimer is how fucking loud it was. Like, I have permanent hearing loss. So I hope they won something for loudness. Other than that,
I think they did win for some.
Wait, hold on.
No joke. Yeah. No joke. They did win. They won.
It was so loud. And I saw Poor Things
No, they didn't win best sound.
Oh, I was wrong.
No, they didn't win best sound, but I'm looking through all of it now. They didn't win best sound, but they should have.
Wait, who won best sound?
The Zone of Interest.
Oh, that was like the Holocaust.
That's advertised, yeah, a lot. I ended up watching Poor Things. So I was really pissed about Barbie not winning, but then after seeing Poor Things, I said, okay, I get it. For like the whole wardrobe and costume and like makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of spectacular. Hate to be that person. Like I wanted Barbie to come home with something, but after seeing Poor Things, I said, oh bitch, we should kind of shut that shit down. Yeah. However, like the first half of the movie is black and white, though. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I didn't know that long of it was black and white.
I'm exaggerating because I like to exaggerate, but a good portion of the first part of the movie is black. Like a very good portion.
That's wild.
Yeah,
I was black and white films.
And then once you saw the color, it was, and maybe that's why it's so striking, because like when you see the color, it's like the richest greens and like yellows. It's outright, it's stunning. It is so fun. But yeah, a lot of it is black. So you kind of miss out. I mean, and it's a lot of things, like a lot of the same colors too. There was a lot of yellow, a lot of really crazy silhouettes and stuff like that. Like it's a very extremist views. You'll just have to like watch it. But
yeah, the thing is, I was supposed to see it with two of my friends, and then we ended up seeing The Beekeeper instead. Super random. I don't know how we ended up choosing that. Also loved it. Definitely no presence at the Oscars this year. Mm. But yeah, I mean, Poor Things is really beautiful. I mean, it's just such a big contrast from Barbie. I mean, I think probably the reason why we're like, oh, we hope Barbie would win is just because, frankly, they didn't have a chance in any of the others, just due to how awards season was.
True.
Where,
yeah.
It was a sweep.
If that was like the one thing that Barbie could potentially have a fight for, which I feel like they worked really hard. I mean, like they recreated a lot of like iconic Barbie looks. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Academy. There's a reason that it's the Academy and not us, but
yeah. Good luck to Polly Pocket in 2025 or 2026.
Yeah, ramp. Girl, don't even try. Yeah.
Polly Pocket is like dead on arrival because of what Barbie just experienced.
There's not a chance. I also probably it's not going to do well in theaters either because Barbie was such a cultural moment. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. It's like, if this was the court of public opinion, then like Barbie's taking home every award, but it's just not.
I agree. I also wanted the Spider-Verse, the third one, to win something. Oh, sorry, this is the third. This is the second.
Second.
Oh, yeah. It's been so many years. I thought they were going to win Best Animated, but like The Boy and the Heron won, and they won also earlier this season too, and I didn't watch it. But that second Spider-Verse movie was so good. Like, I'm also just like, I love all the superhero stuff, but that was just like elite.
I watched on accident, and I'm glad it was. I ended up watching it, but I watched the first one because I've never seen it before. I watched it on a plane. Why were those cartoon characters so sexy? I was like, they made these cartoon characters so attractive. I said, wait a second. I'm like, weird. I said, slow it. Let's roll it back in. Roll it back in.
You need to watch the second one.
Nope.
Sony was up to something.
I can't.
They had budget.
They had a budget.
Yeah.
And whoever they built these like characters off of, let me see them. Like, you don't think of beauty like that, unfortunately. Like, it has to be made off of someone.
That's hilarious. I guess on to other things in the entertainment sphere. Bravo. Like, Bravo has been, I feel like after last year, like Bravo went from being like for us to like being for the world, like from Scandal to Salt Lake City. Like there was so much going on. And then this year, like we've had so many of the housewives on. Right now, all the housewives are off air except for Potomac. And then Jersey will start soon, but we're in Vanderpump Rules season, The Valley, and Summer House. In Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard comes back today. Personally, I know that Vanderpump, people have mixed feelings about this season. It might be the last I think it's fine. I mean, it's a completely different production crew. It has a very different vibe. Obviously, the whole theme is like picking up the pieces from Scandoval. It was filmed very shortly after everything happened last year. I don't mind it. And also, controversial opinion, I think everyone thought the ballet was going to be trash. I watched the first episode yesterday. That shit was fire. And I think it's going to be so good. Like, I think because our bar was so low, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, I get it. Like, and it helps that they're all friends too. And they're all kind of friends with that whole group of like Lala, Sheena, etc. It's gonna be good. So I would encourage people to watch it if they haven't. And then I don't know if anyone here watches Summer House. I think that one is just me, right?
Yeah, just you.
Okay, but Summer House this season is also phenomenal. I mean, we're watching the demise of Lindsay and Carl's engagement. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen on a television show like this. Like, the commentary around it, people are like, Lindsay really tried to bamboozle us, and Carl didn't say a single word before the season started. He was like, just watch the show, because everyone tried to make him out to be the villain with you and in his engagement on camera, which I can see why people would be upset about that. But if you watch the show and see what's going on, you'll be like, I actually can't believe that someone is like being treated like this on television. It's something. So I would encourage you all to watch.
Damn, yeah, I'll have to tap in and watch that, because that whole dynamic sounds very Bravo coded. Like, going through an engagement breakup is another level of dissolving a relationship than like just like a boyfriend girlfriend situation. So love that Bravo has that. I will definitely be tuning in.
And we have someone from Kansas City on the cast. The whole world loves him.
Yes.
Wow. His name is Wes Wilson. Yes. And he's a friend of my friend, Boy. Well, a friend. Okay. Boy's friend is good friends with him. Okay. So before the season started, he was like, oh, we need to watch for him. This guy, literally, I don't think it's so hard for people to like straight men on Bravo. Episode one, everyone was obsessed with him. He is like such a gem. And he was wearing his Casey hoodie on the show. I was like, yeah.
The Midwesterner. No.
Right?
True Midwesterner.
Exactly. I think just one more thing on reality TV. Traitors also just ended. I cannot speak highly enough about that show. Like, if you like competition shows and you like anything reality, whether it's Bachelor, Bravo, MTV, like, you will love that show. It has like all of the greats. They're all living in a house in Scotland, and like every night people get murdered, and at the end you win $200,000, and it is a good ass time. Yes, Traitors.
That sounds like so much fun.
You would really like it. I think both of you would, and it was the most streamed show on Peacock this year so far. So
wild.
The girls are loving it.
Let me write it.
Yes, Traitors season 2. Season 1 is also really good, but yeah, recommend.
What's the difference between the seasons again? Isn't one like regular people and celebrities, and then the other one is just celebrities?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they took it from the UK, as most good things in the reality world do. So,
yeah. Well, let's see. Other things that we've been watching. So, I'm sure you guys are seeing a pattern that every month we have to insert a little something about One Direction to keep our paper trail. This month, for March, Zayn Malik did another press interview. He's out in the woodworks, and we are very, very much loving it and consuming all of it. This month, he appeared on Hot Ones, the First We Feast show. I'm sure you guys have seen on YouTube, where somebody joins Sean Evans for a sit-down interview where they eat 12 chicken wings that progressively gets hotter. And Zayn did great, as we expected he would. He actually even brought on his own hot sauce that he created from the peppers that he grows in his garden in Pennsylvania. Very wholesome, very sweet.
Like, that's kind of cringe. Like, who brings their own hot sauce to a hot sauce, like a challenge? Like, I don't.
Yeah. It was really wholesome.
It was so, yeah.
He was so excited about it. He's like,
that's just nimble. It's because it's me, but that gives me the fucking. I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, you know what? Also, I brought my own hot sauce to share with you guys. Yeah, okay. Like, and he already has stage fright. Like, this is just too much for me.
Well, maybe he's okay. The funny thing is, I've never seen that man talk more than he did while eating those chicken
wings. I feel like when you are like under a stressful situation and it's like so fucking hot, like you get nervous, so you just start speaking. Sean, like the host, is like, he's like just such a like a good interviewer. So I feel like he like makes people comfortable, and then he like kind of hits them, you know? Yes. And everyone's like sweating and freaking out internally because they can't control their body because it's just like too hot. Like, yeah. It's just a recipe for disaster and great interviews, right?
Yeah.
So if he was talking a lot, then like, thank God.
I know. Yeah. And yeah, I think it definitely was. So if you hit it right on the head of like the panic that happens when you eat hot sauce at that level. And then also just Sean Evans being a really great interviewer where he knows how to connect with the celebrity where they like disarm. And he also is good about asking questions that like aren't scandalous. You know, they're bigger than just like the mainstream questions you think that they would ask. And I don't know if you guys have actually tried the hot sauces ever before. I've tried the bomb and I've tried the very hottest one, and it really does send you into a panic. So like fight or flight is happening in that moment. So love that that's what we have to do to get Zane to talk. And I bet you that there's a hot sauce coming out from him. I feel like that's like,
I doubt that.
I don't know. Maybe he'll venture into something less like with like less of a face. Like he'll like venture out after this next album and go into hot sauce making. Cause he got great feedback on it. I saw the behind the scenes TikTok of the entire team being like, oh my God, this is so good. Like,
I don't doubt his powers. I don't want to shut down your idea. I just can't see Zane like having a brand. Not like nothing against Zane, but it's just like that's so much like upkeep. And I feel like he likes his life on the low so much that it's like, I don't know. I can't see this man pushing product. I don't know.
I agree with you. I'm just also confused. I keep on forgetting he lives in Pennsylvania. Why?
Yeah.
Like, why does he live in, that's such a random state.
Well, it's also, like, East Coast, I guess, like, closer to where... Well, no, Gigi's not from the East Coast.
No, but Gigi does live in New York.
She lives up there, right? Well, yeah.
I think they work in New York, primarily. And I think, because I think Gigi also lives in Pennsylvania, and there's, like, paparazzi laws that protect celebrities. Like there's... I don't think paparazzi are allowed at all in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's why we never see stuff from him when he's up there.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so yeah. Jasmine has all the answers.
Yeah.
You know the directioner in me did a deep dive on all the answers to this. Like, this is, you guys should know this.
I didn't know. I'm just like, yo, let me let this man live, because it's like the marketer in me wants to like put him in every like campaign, but I'm like, would he even say?
Would he talk or would he just stare at you? Which that works too. That could be easily effective.
That works. I mean,
he wouldn't even reply to the email.
Comfortable. He seems really comfortable in who he is right now, so I think now is the best. He just seems really at ease. It just brings me a lot of joy to see him like that.
Same. Okay, maybe I'll watch it. I just like that. Yeah. I don't want to be cringed out by him bringing his own hot sauce to a hot sauce
show. They show it at like the very, very end. So just like, don't go to the very, very end.
Yeah.
Oh, and I brought my own hot sauce.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
Like bringing popcorn to a movie theater. Like, you don't do that.
You don't do that.
We
do that shit.
I can't eat it. It's not good for you.
We do that shit.
You know my bag is packed.
Yeah.
He also tells a fun story about like when he talked about One Direction stuff, and that's also how you can tell he feels, because he talks about it with such like ease and like it's fond memories for him, and that like put a big smile on my face.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Other One Direction topics. No one is more powerful as a fandom than the One Direction fans, because the fact that the idea of you, which is based off of a One Direction fanfic from like our days, like in late high school, was not only published as a book, but then made into a movie, and they had the audacity to say in the movie trailer, based off of the acclaimed novel.
As your acclaimed novel sponsored by Wattpad. Like, are you guys serious?
At South by Southwest? Like, are you joking? Oh my God, the levels we have reached.
And to have Anne Hathaway, I'm like, that she is just the, like, she's just a woman. Like, that's just it. Like, I'm so upset. Every single time I look at her, she's more beautiful. It, like, freaks me out. Like, she's ethereal. Like, I don't get it.
She's everything, and she, like, spans generations. Like, if you ask my brother, like, who is number one Anne Hathaway, he won't even finish this. You can't finish the sentence. Anne Hathaway. Like, no way.
She's insane.
Like, I cannot wait. May 2nd, based off of a fanfic, Nicholas Galenstein, whatever. I can never pronounce his last name right, but he's playing the character based off of Harry. There is a band based off of One Direction. There is an original song that is in the movie. And this is the most streamed trailer of the year.
Dude, I love this fandom.
Yes,
I'm like, what are TVs gonna be like? Like, people are gonna be like bringing their books in. They're gonna be like fact checking as they see it. They're like, oh, page 34. Okay, yep.
No, someone's gonna have their iPad with like the original Wattpad story, like fact checking.
But this is the second movie that's like basically came out of like the One Direction, or I guess like movie franchise moment that came out of One Direction fanfics, right?
So you have, like,
yeah. Which... like, who else is doing it? Like.
Yes, we have the after series on Netflix. This is on Amazon Prime. But it's like the fact that it was at all the movie festivals, like, I'm like, I get it. Like, you get more out of streaming nowadays, but it could have been such a moment had it been like in theaters and like another effort to bring like the rom-coms to theaters. But we will be streaming on Amazon Prime.
Period.
Yes, we will. Period.
It makes me think that maybe we should have finished our book.
We still have time.
We still have that Google folder from 2012.
Oh my god, I forgot we wrote a book.
We didn't make it past chapter one, bro.
We sure didn't. We sure did not make it past chapter one.
No joke.
I won't forget when we thought about it, though. We were standing in line at an ice cream shop in Westwood.
Was it?
I think we were seeing at whatever ice cream shop, and we started talking about it, and we're like, wait a second, this is like actually like a very good idea.
It's definitely Diddy Reese, because then I think we called Jasmine. Am I making this up?
I don't remember what ice cream shop, but I don't think you're making it up. I know for a fact that we were standing in line at an ice cream shop in Westwood, and we thought it was a book idea.
And you can get ice cream at Diddy Reese. You can get a cookie sundae for $6.
Yes, $1,000. We're getting the sandwich.
Yes, yep.
But no joke, this made me like seriously like be like, okay, pick up my pen again, make sure I'm writing every week. My mom's been trying to get me, she's like every single day, and literally this is what pushed me over the edge.
And it's just and also like the genre that this could all be cut, but the genre that we're writing for, it's in right now.
All right.
People want to see people our age, you know?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, because people our age are now the execs and the producers.
Right.
So we know what. Okay. All right. We'll sideline about this. We cannot say anymore.
Because if our idea gets fucking stolen, there will be hell to be paid.
Oh, period.
One of us is a lawyer now.
True. Yeah, my gosh. Yeah, we'll have to fight. Wow. Okay. So the weekly playlist. I guess I'm going first. So yes. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts still, just because of how much TV I watch. I love being a part of the conversation. But from a music standpoint, Charlie XCX and Addison Rae dropped the remix to Von Dutch on Friday. And I actually like this way better than the original.
It's the scream.
Yeah, honestly, like, Addison, I love her. Like, and I love how Charlie just pulled her, like, under her wing. I don't know if I would have liked her as much had Charlie not co-signed her. I didn't have anything against her before, but I think I just trust Charlie's vision. She's rarely wrong when it comes to pop things. So I love it. I love the remix. The scream's hilarious. Yeah. And then I've also been listening to Call Me After Midnight off of B5's Bleacher's 5th album. Very groovy. I don't know if you guys remember when they did this thing. Well, no, not they. It was just Jack And then someone off of Kendrick Lamar's label, they had this band called Red Hearse, like at the beginning
right,
of
his rap band or his, you know, yeah. rap. And it was like R&B. Yeah.
Yeah, but R&B, and it was good. It has that vibe and it's good. I really enjoy it. It's very suave. It's groovy. Yeah, so definitely recommend giving it a listen. Okay. Passing it off to Sophie.
Well, pass to me. Okay, so I had promised Toby the one time that I texted her this year.
The one time we've spoken.
Because I'm so bad at texting people. It's honestly, it's actually a very much a flaw. So I should work on it. But I told her that I promised her that I would listen to the new Ellie Goulding album that she has sent me before the podcast. And I did listen to it, believe it or not. And first and foremost, when I first, I'm not gonna get into it because I didn't necessarily pay attention to all the songs, but I, as soon as I was listening to the album, I was like four songs in, I was like, when did I need this album? I was like, when, like, I could just see myself in a certain like space in my life. And I was like, I needed this at some point in my time. Why did she wait so long to release this? Like, it is so fucking fun. It's been like definition of just groovy, right? Like groovy pop, which is really in right now. It's kind of like if the 70s and like the disco era also had like electronic music, I feel like that's kind of like the wave right now. The one song that stood out to me probably the most was the opener, which for some reason I feel like I'm always a fan of an opener. My favorite songs off the album are the first one. So that one was fun, and I feel like it set the scene for the movie, or not for the movie, it set the scene for the album really well. I feel like I also, when I thought of this album, it gave me Midsommar vibes, but not.
Oh,
like
sorry. I just started playing it when I went to the album. Sorry.
Oh, no. But it gave me like summer music festival in Brass, and like some disco.
Like Glastonbury.
Like if you think of like Midsommar, but not the like this like actual Swedish.
Oh,
holiday,
you're talking about
not the movie, not the, okay. movie, the actual holiday. I feel like that's, I was like, I would love to be hanging out with them and listening to this album and like drinking and dancing in fields and like running around in circles. Or being on a rooftop. Can't decide because it all has a setting. But that the first song is my favorite off the album. But I think it's a pretty solid album all around. She has a great voice. She's very unique. And we haven't heard from her in a while. Besides, I think Outside is the single off the album. Is that what it's called? I can't remember.
Outside from, like,
is that what
it feels like? I'm on the outside.
Yeah, that's the single off the album, which I think. Is it this album?
I think it was before.
Okay.
Because I think this album came out last year. And
you're right.
Yeah, but like, I really like Cure for Love.
Maybe I was listening to it differently. Maybe that's what came on after the album had already gone through.
Probably.
But yeah, so Midnight Dreams is the first song off the album that I really fuck with. And then honestly, Higher Than Heaven, which the album is called Higher Than Heaven, is a great song too.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been listening to that. Other than that, I've been listening to my lo-fi per usual.
Consistent.
Yes. This is a sexy album. I definitely wanted it before now. But now that I have it, I'm okay.
Same. We love Ellie. I want to see her live at some point.
Yeah, she's fire.
Love it. Yeah. Well, in terms of what I've been listening to for the month of March, I also have been pretty album heavy because we got a lot of new albums in March this year. So starting off, we have to address it. Eternal Sunshine by Ariana Grande. I know we've never actually talked about the situation in her personal life on the podcast. We do not condone any, you know, shiesty toxic behavior, but the music is so good, you guys. The album,
you know, they're
is
broken up now too, right?
Perfect. Anyways.
Her and SpongeBob.
As of last week. Yeah, her and SpongeBob.
Oh yeah, because then she's now been speculated to be with Evan Peters. And
the minute I saw the behind the scenes content on TikTok, I was like, oh, this man is finished.
Yeah, done for. But the album, y'all, the album is so good. Like, it is, I feel like, I mean, I have talked about every Ariana Grande album that's come out. And, you know, she just really brings out the pop girly in me. Some of my favorites from this album, Don't Want to Break Up Again, Eternal Sunshine. So like the title track, it is like the craziest like line ever, I feel like, in her career history is in that song. And I love it. Supernatural, but I prefer the one with Troye Sivan. Obviously, The Boy Is Mine, again, definitely a messy song if you read the lyrics, but listen to it without reading the lyrics and you'll love the beat, you'll love the vibe. And We Can't Be Friends, the song that the music video was for, that Evan Peters was in. So that's the album, Eternal Sunshine. I love it and I'm looping it, and it will probably be in my top playlist or whatever this year when we do that in December. Other albums I've dabbled into, so Metro Boomin and Future dropped their newest collab album on Friday, We Don't Trust You. I know there's and you know what happens when young Metro don't trust you. That's fine. That's unlocking a whole.
You want to speak on that? You want to speak on when you came for your man?
Girl, listen, do we have time?
Look.
Do you want to start a whole new segment and go on about it?
No.
Because I don't. Yeah. I haven't had enough time to listen to the whole thing all the way through, enough to know like all of my hard favorites. My favorites right now that I can like think of off the top of my head are Type Shit, Like That, Cinderella, and Magic Don Juan. But come back next month. I'm sure I'll have some other favorites and we can dive deeper into the beef. Then I honestly haven't taken the time to dive into it, aside from the tweet and whatever else that happened. But like, I fuck with the album and I fuck with Metro Boomin. So sorry, Aubrey. And another person that dropped an album in the month of March is Miss Kacey Musgraves. You guys know I do not do country music, but this woman does it for me every time. Deeper Well is a beautiful album. And that I really appreciate because Kacey Musgraves is also going through her Saturn return alongside me. So is Ariana Grande. And I just love that right now we're having this melodic, reflective music that is like beautiful and thought-provoking, but also just exactly the vibe that we need for every phase that is the Saturn return. Right now, my favorites from the album are Too Good to Be True, Jade Green, Anime Eyes. I'm hoping to see Kacey later on this year when she comes to LA, so stay on the lookout for that. But that's pretty much been it for me in terms of the month of March and what I've been listening to. These are all of our pop culture moments. Again, you guys got 3-3 this month. So exciting. We will be back next month for another exciting, fun episode. But in the meantime, you guys know the deal. Like, subscribe, rate, leave us a review. Share us with all of your friends. Follow us on all of our social media. All of our handles are down below. And stream. Does Strength need a rebrand either on YouTube or TED.com, whatever platform you prefer?
Bye.
I'm Sophie.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Toby. And you've been listening to
The Weekly Bay K.